Okay, so this is not really on Tetzav, it's more on Truma. But I gave most of this last week and then realized it was wrong on the plane. So let me share my thoughts. So I noted last week, right, that the Ramban already, the Midrash picks up on this, the Ramban, the Alder Chapshat picks up on this, that Truma Tetzav and Vayakal Pekudei, while they repeat each other, they repeat each other, not in the same order. Right? Truma Tetzaveh starts with the Aron, right? The Kalim, and then the Mishkan, and then Vayakal Pekudei starts with the Mishkan, and then the Kalim. And the Ramban says that the simplest way, Pipshat, is to say that Truma Tetzaveh is written based on theological importance, right? Based on thematic importance, however you want to take it, and therefore the Aron is the most important. But Vayakal Pekudei is written based on, right, practical architectural concerns, and you build the house before you buy your couches, right? You don't just buy your couches and like just put them in the right where your house is going to be, and then just build around them. That's just a disaster of a building plan. But on the plane, it hit me that that's not true. it is true that the Aron and the Kalim go before the Mishkan in Truma and not in Vayakel, except Truma and Vayakel both start the same way, which is
the Aron.
No. Oh. That is what hit me on the plane. Yeah, with the fundraiser. They actually both start with the fundraiser. Mm. Right? Which in Vayakel I sort of get. Right? Meaning Vayakel, yes, first you fundraise, then you build a building, then you fundraise again, and right, if you haven't fundraised enough the first time and fill it, or if you manage to have a successful enough fundraiser the first time around, so fundraise, build, fill the building. Right? That's like, but it is really quite odd in Truma Tetzaveh that it starts with the fundraiser. And this is what hit me on the plane. And that ended up being one of my Divrei Torah on Shabbos, because I was so bothered by that. And I think you have no choice but to say
Truma's more important than the Aron.
Yeah, that the fundraiser is in fact more important than the Aron. Mm. Right? In what sense could that possibly be true? So you look at the Psukim, right? Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It sounds like what's more important even than the Aron is the fact that the people were invested in the building of the Aron, and the language of the Psukim, Al Pi Pshat, does point in this direction, right? If you look at the... Why did I not bring up the mission? Right? If you look at the Psukim, right, the beginning of last week's Parsha, so what do you get? So you get Daber Al Yisrael V'Yichuli Trumami Kol Yisha She'Yidvenu Libo Tidchu Et Trumati. Right. So first of all, there's this emphasis on Yidvenu Libo, right, on getting people to of their initiative invest themselves. But then if you look at it, it says, right, Vasuli Mikdash Roshachanti Bitocham, and at the end of the fundraising, it's and make a mikdash for me, and I will dwell among them. And as Rashi, as the Midrash already points out, right, bitocha lo ne'emar, ela bitocham. Right, the point, I'll be pshat, is not that Hashem dwells in the Mishkan, is the Mishkan is what enables Hashem to dwell amongst the people. And it sounds like more important than the Mishkan itself is the fact that, yes, the people are invested, and that is the, so to speak, theological justification for God dwelling amongst them. I mean, the Mishkan is the opportunity God gives them to build a house, whatever that means, for Him in this world. But, like, it's not magic. It's not like God dwells among us because now there's a house and now He has somewhere to live, right? God could have, you know, God doesn't need a house to live, right? As Shlomo HaMelech puts it very nicely, and in at least one of the Midrashim, they put it in Moshe's mouth, even though it's from Shlomo, when he builds the Mikdash, which is Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yechal kalucha, right? The heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain you, right? And therefore, Shlomo continues, neither can this house for which I built for you, right? It's not really where you live, right? Really, it's just the means by which God lives among us, and when you think about it, it actually makes sense, therefore, that people investing in the Mishkan is even more important theologically than the Aron. Now, it happens to be that Tanchuma has a very beautiful way of saying this. Right, you know, and I've said this before, that sometimes the drash of the drash is Omek Pshuto Shal Mikra. The Tanchuma, and I think it's the third Tanchuma on the Parsha, says, Kilekach Tov Natati Vichuli Truma, and connects it to Kilekach Tov Natati Lachem. Right, playing on the fact that, right, they're both, right, the Shoresh is Vayikach. But I think part of the message is, and this is what we talked about also last week, is that the Mishkan is the follow-up of Matan Torah. But in what sense? So what the Midrash is pointing at, I think, is that part of it is, logically, if you recognize Ki Lekach Tov Natati Lachem, right, you recognize that what God gave you at Matan Torah is worthwhile, so then, V'ikuli Truma, you are going to want to invest in that relationship, right? That, which again follows that same thematic, right? That thematic picture, which is that the Mishkan is the opportunity to concretize the relationship forged at Har Sinai. And then, in a second Midrashic comment, the Midrash says V'ikuli Truma can be read literally as take funds for me, or Vichu li, take me as the truma. Right? And therefore the Midrash says, right, I'll be drash, if you give the truma, meaning if you invest in the Mishkan, Vichu li, then I will come with it. And again, all these Midrashim, which, you know, at first glance sound very logically problematic, I think are all getting at the same point, which is that the Mishkan, both in its physical structure, which is meant to commemorate Har Sinai, but also practically, in the sense that it is asking the people to, after Kabbalah Satorah, after they have had revelation of God, after they've been given the Torah, after God has, so to speak, done his part in the relationship, it's asking the people to give back, to concretize the relationship, to show that they actually understand the greatness of what they were given. And that is fundamentally the point of the Mishkan. Once you have that as background, so then you can have the Aron and the Mishkan. And then this week's Parsha, obviously we move to what the Kohanim are going to wear, because, right, it's not just an empty structure. Things are going to happen there, and that, you know, that symbolism will continue. But like I said, this is more of a Trumavort, but since I realized on the plane what I said last week was not actually fully true, I figured I should fix it now.